It was January 1917. A southeasterly gale was blowing and the high tide was exceptional. Hall Sands villagers locked their doors and barred the windows as the waves crashed and the wind roared. Housemaid Evelyn Patey was home from her job in Salcombe and watched in horror as the sea foamed beneath the floor. It wasn't safe to open the back door as waves crashed over the top of the house into the street. Next morning, the Patey family emerged from the shelter of their kitchen. Half their cottage had been taken by the sea. It was the first house to go. When the storm subsided 3 days later, only one of the houses in Hall Sands was still standing. If you look down from the viewing platform, Evelyn Patey's home once stood on the seaward side opposite the only house left intact. From here you can begin to appreciate just how high the waves must have been. One account from a little girl from the village talks about the night the sea came down the chimney. Incredibly, no lives were lost. The villagers had grabbed what they could and scrambled up the cliff to the chapel and Coast Guard cottages above. The fishing boats, crab pots and most of their possessions were swept away. A few ruins still clung to the rock terrace. The flat platform, which is a remnant of warmer times when sea levels were much higher thousands of years ago. You can still see this if you look south towards Stark Point. Generations had lived through storms like these, but there'd always been the sweeping slope of the shingle beach to absorb some of the force of the sea. The arrival of the dredgers in 1897 had led to the demise of that protective barrier. Until 1964, the house you can see below you was home to the sole inhabitant of Hall Sands, Elizabeth Prettyjohn, Evelyn Patey's aunt. She lived on in the village with her chickens, the seabirds and memories as her neighbours, visited by occasional tourists who came to hear the story of the lost village of Hall Sands. Her grave can be seen in Stokenham churchyard.